Hi. My podcast today is a bit of the dark side. I'm going to start off with my podcast. It has to do with drugs today. Drugs. It has to do with people robbing each other. And, what do I want to say? I grew up in an area where my whole life there was drugs my whole life. Like, seriously, back in the day, before cell phones and drugs was usually in a certain known area where you would get your drugs. Today, it's different. Today, there is more drug dealers today than there ever was, you know? And it's ironic how, you know, they're going to protect the borders when way more drugs come in today than there ever was, in my opinion, you know? Anyways, back in the day, drugs, there was no cell phones, you would walk into an area and you would just meet someone and buy drugs, either marijuana, cocaine, acid, someone knew someone or something. But this one kid, he was an older guy, and he died because the cops did a raid and he swallowed crack. He was a dealer and he swallowed it. I don't know if it was in plastic or not, but he ended up overdosing from crack and dying, you know. It's ironic though, you know. It would have better if he got caught with it because he'd be alive, but he chose to swallow it and end up dead, you know. And in Philadelphia back in the day, if I'm not mistaken, they call marijuana kill because the dealers were disrespecting marijuana, in my opinion. And they call it kill because of controlling marijuana in Philadelphia. They would kill each other. Anyways, it was a big, big scandal how it worked then. And back in the day, you know, you went to known areas and you'd run into someone to buy drugs. Today it's the cell phone, and the cops know a lot about the cell phones, and like it's like cat and mouse. If you cross the police path, they'll or if you make noise or trouble, you know, cat and mouse, they'll bother you. If you bother people, if you're quiet like a mouse and just hide, and usually, you know, but if you make noise, violence, this, that, and it's ironic, you know, how they're going to, you know, you hear politicians saying, oh, the border, we're going to shut down the border. It's too much money. Like, to guard the border is going to cost you so much money to really, really shut down the border. And like I said, 10 to 100 times more drugs come in today than before. And why I'm bringing this up is, you know, in the drug game, people rob each other. It's like weird in a way. People that don't even know each other, they go and ask for drugs and pull out their guns and rob your ass. And you get an instant enemy. But usually, they, like in my city where people robbed. They were from far away. You didn't know who these people were that robbed you. But I heard Tim Dog would talk about people robbing in his area, but he would know them and shoot them, right? That's what he says, you know. He was like an enforcer. And but in certain areas, you wouldn't even know them. You wouldn't even know they'd come in and out, and you never see them again. I don't know how it was in New York or how it was then. Like, people knew each other and still robbed each other. Like, in Toronto, marijuana, like, if you were a dealer that was not really crazy, violent, people took advantage of you, and still do to this day. Like, some dealers get robbed, you know, and then they avoid certain people. They have nothing to do with them and just have customers that just want their drugs and just, you know, non-violent, this, that, give me my drugs. And but what's my point? That these drugs, excluding marijuana, cause trouble for your community, right? It causes problems, but even more worse than drugs, it's the money involved. Money causes a lot of problems. You know what I'm saying? And drugs cause a lot of problems. And it's not worth it to sell drugs. You know, it's not worth it. Like the, you know, man-made drugs. You're not helping your community. And if you think you're going to make money, it's only a few people ever made money off of drugs. And if they did make money, they invested in it. Anyways, so it was never drug money. Only a small, tiny bit of people ever made money with drug money. And there's this stupid show, Snowflake, whatever. You see this guy, and he's his fucking show about cocaine back in the day, I think. And this guy is going, let's go for lunch. His dealer, this white guy, black guy, selling him cocaine, and goes, I'll do good with it, you know. Like, he had a few million dollars, bought kilos. This guy destroyed the fucking area of it, you know, his own area. The other dealer destroyed his area. He goes, I'll do good with it. You know what I'm saying? You fucking destroy an area, and then you're a hypocrite and say you'll do good with it, which is just a fucking movie anyways. Like, what? That's like fucking, like killing one person. And then you'll say, well, I won't kill another person. Well, like, that was so hypocritical. That show is like, it's a shitty show, in my opinion. So the dealer sold so much cocaine to the black guy, the white guy, and he goes, I'll do good with it. It's hard to explain right now. But drugs is something that, it's, in my opinion, it should be prescribed. Like, not the way drugs are today, not the way they are. Like, if you notice drugs, like the coca leaf, opium, or MMDA, if they can make drugs, like the companies can make drugs, but not as addictive, but as an antidepressant, you know? You know what I'm saying? The coca leaf, the opium, and the raw materials, and not making it in a potent way that you teases you and makes you go crazy. Anyways, it's a lot expensive. These fucking drugs are expensive on the street. But if the Narcotic Act is old and it doesn't do shit, never stop nothing, you know? It's so fucking hypocritical. This Narcotic Act never helped the fucking community. It never helped anyone. You know, it's a big bullshit fucking Narcotic Act. America started it and the world countries followed it. And they're the biggest fucking hypocrites. In Florida, they didn't allow marijuana. And it's like the Narcotic Act is full of shit. Because everyone fucking drinks alcohol. All the politicians, not everyone, maybe 100%. But you see these politicians drinking, but they're against marijuana. The Narcotic Act was meant to put people in jail. I'll tell you that right now. For the courts to have customers and the judges to have jobs and the lawyers to have jobs. The Narcotic Act is full of shit. It's a hypocrisy, the Narcotic Act. You know what I'm saying? The pharmaceutical companies are full of shit, too. You know, they'll say, well, we're not a charity, but, you know, if you want us to save your life, you know what I'm saying? It's like extortion. Give us money or we won't save your life or we won't make you well. The Narcotic Act is part of the pharmaceutical companies. And you saw with the opioids, you saw this, the companies making $800 billion profit, but, you know, giving supposedly justice $200 billion to the families. They made a $600 billion profit. No one went to jail. And, you know, scot-free. And, you know, the governor took the people to court, got $200 billion. They made a $600 billion profit, and they call it justice. You know what I'm saying? The Narcotics Act is a bullshit act because it doesn't do good to society. You know? It doesn't do good to society. Like, especially the right wing, they talk about liberty, liberty, liberty. But, you know, you can't smoke a fucking herb. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have all the... You can have fucking as many bombs and guns as you want. Liberty, liberty, liberty. But a little herb, a good herb that, you know... Well, we're not going to make it legal, you know? You know? I'm not saying... I'm saying that a doctor should prescribe these... What do drugs do? They're antidepressants. They release dopamine. It makes you physically feel well. If they could really, if the pharmaceutical companies or scientists can really take the raw material and make it into an antidepressant where you don't have the urge, like it's a tease, it's like it's made for you to. Like an aspirin, if you have a headache, you take an aspirin and it goes away. If you're feeling depressed, suicidal, you're feeling down, you take a pill and you feel better. But you don't, like a tease, it's not a tease. And the Narcotic Act forbids all these things, you know. It's like if it's a narcotic, whatever. There's laws, there's consequences. And I'm telling you, it's a fraud. Like for thousands of years, there was no laws for any narcotics. But it's a trap, Narcotic Act. Like, it's like liberty, liberty, liberty. But, you know, I can't do what I want because whatever reason, you know. I can drink as much as I want, though. I could own fucking 10,000 guns. I could own 10,000 grenades. I could fucking own cases of whiskey. I can, you know, drink as much as I want. But narcotics, supposedly, you're protecting me from what? You're protecting what, our liberty? Like, you're protecting people? No, you're not protecting people. You're putting people in jail because of this hypocrisy narcotic act. And it's intentional, too. Don't think, you know, they're trying to help you. No. Drugs has been around a while. And before it was illegal, it was legal. And Coca-Cola is the most known what they did, you know, with the wagon in, you know, in the States. They, when they first made Coca-Cola, had cocaine, and they would go and sell it to towns and, you know, in the wagon. And they would have cases of it, selling it to people directly, you know. So they know what drugs do before they made the Narcotic Act. It's like, I don't get it. Is it liberty or not, you know? Is it liberty or not? Like, how can you, you know what I'm saying, say to the people, well, narcotics are forbidden. And in the way they're made, I get it, because it's meant to tease you, but not allow narcotics to be made a different way. With, you know what I'm saying? Have dopamine released as an antidepressant, as, you know, when you're depressed, like medicine is supposed to. Like, these antidepressants today don't have narcotics in it. And it's narcotics that release dopamine. You know what I'm saying? So this big fiasco, this sham, scam, you know, liberty, liberty, liberty. But guess what? We're going to tell you, you're not allowed to have dopamine, you know, because it's a narcotic. And for, you know, people, actually, innocent people that have no idea, think narcotics are bad. Oh my God, narcotics are this, that. Well, you know, it's not just necessarily the narcotics that make people what they are. Like, when you see people on the street, or you see people that do narcotics, like in the Philippines, they say, wow, you know, these people are crazy, don't commit crimes. It's not necessarily the narcotic that makes them do crime. It's lack of sleep and lack of eating. Like, if you know anyone that hasn't slept for days and hasn't eaten, their brain is weak, and narcotics with it, and is, that's what it is, a combination. It's not the narcotic. If a person ate and slept and did narcotics, it wouldn't go crazy, okay? It's like basically money too, right? Money plays a major role in narcotics, the illegal trade of narcotics, okay? It's illegal, and it's the rich man can only afford really to do it when they want. Poor people sell their children. Like, what do? In some countries, the dealers will give them drugs, and they'll owe $5,000-$10,000, and they'll say, we'll take your children as collateral, and they'll prostitute for us to return the money we've given to you. They deserve a bullet in their head, these people, I know. And the parents don't even deserve to be parents, but this is reality. And prostitution and crime and theft, you know, because it's illegal, you know what I'm saying? Because it's so expensive. That's what making the Narcotic Act makes it worse for drugs, right? It makes it worse, people, because you have theft, crime. It's expensive. It's, you know what I'm saying? And people don't want to go to jail, and it's like they'll get violent. If it was legal and it was inexpensive, like you can, a doctor prescribed it to you, you would have a lot of these criminals, no money, and basically a user, if they manipulate the drugs chemically to not be a tease, but to be like more direct antidepressant, where you don't have that urge all the time to do it. You know what I'm saying? The way narcotics is now, it's like it's meant for dealers like tobacco to smoke more, to do more and more. That's what they want from drugs today, the narcotics, cocaine, fentanyl, tobacco. They want you to smoke more and more, especially the chemicals they put in it, and it's bad for you. Like if the pharmaceutical company took narcotics and made it safe where you can't overdose, you don't jones for it. It's not like a tease, but it's an antidepressant. They can do it. Trust me, they can do it. So many people, all these dealers will be no more, okay? But they want the court systems filled with customers, for the judges to get prestige and the courts to decide, and you know, and the lawyers to make money. It's too much of a, they don't want to, in my, like, if they wanted to, drugs wouldn't be legal, but it'd be prescribed, and they can make the drugs different from what it is now to a more safer and less tease, where you want more and more. They can manipulate drugs and chemicals as an antidepressant, and you feel good, and you know, you don't have to keep on doing drugs over and over, and it's not $100 by $1, you know what I'm saying? That's my whole point today, people. The Narcotics Act is a scam, and especially the right wing that say liberty, liberty, liberty. You know, you can own fucking guns, bombs, grenades, fucking rocket launchers, and fucking all the alcohol you want. You could have a whole store of alcohol, sell all the alcohol you want, right? And then they're complaining about narcotics. We won't sell fucking marijuana in Florida, because what? It's bad. Come on. Alcohol's the worst drug, you fucking hypocrites. Guns cause more death, hypocrites, and you know it. More guns, more problems, more alcohol, more problems. You want to talk about fornication and alcohol? You want to talk about guns and shooting and drinking and driving? Come on. And you want to talk about marijuana in Florida? You won't legalize it because you want your... You're religious, supposedly. That's hypocritical. People are for liberty. Liberty is liberty in all ways, okay? And don't try to make marijuana look bad, because it's not a bad drug. It's even alcohol isn't bad. If you abuse any drug, even food, whatever addiction, abuse, even food is good, but if you abuse it, you become overweight and die. You have a heart attack. So it's not necessarily the drug, and the way drugs made are today on the street are meant for you to want more and more and more. And they can manipulate drugs and make drugs where it's different. It's an antidepressant for you. And you get prescribed by a doctor. No one goes to jail. The drug dealers have no money. You know what I'm saying? They have no income because it's legal. A doctor prescribes it. People feel happy because they're all depressed today for whatever reason. Death. You know, someone died in your family. People start drugs. You know, how many friends of mine started drugs? Friends, whatever. You know, your friends get you involved. Come on, people, wake up. You know, get your politicians to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe drugs. It's moderation, drugs. Even alcohol is good. It's a blessed. Wine is blessed. But if you abuse it, that's the problem. And you're going to have addictions. You're going to have people abuse it. They abuse everything. Like, everything's abused, but it doesn't mean it's illegal. Look at pornography. Like, porno movies. That's prostitution. Indirect prostitution. And it's, like, popular. They'll say, no, 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 we don't want prostitution, but we'll allow pornos. That's indirectly prostitute. They're getting paid to have sex. That's pornos are indirect prostitution, and it's a loophole in the law, right? But everyone's against prostitution, but everyone watches pornos. Come on, this hypocrisy, man. You know what I'm saying? A little kid can't smoke a cigarette, supposedly, but, you know, he can manipulate his physical natural state, you know? Like, not be a natural, the child, you know? Because some psycho doctors or some fucking extremists say, well, you know what? Let's allow this and let's use them as guinea pigs. Everyone is guinea pigs in the name of science. You know, like Pokemon, science will solve all our problems. We'll live forever. We won't die no more. You know, we'll live forever on this earth and we won't die. Science is going to give us the, you know, to live for thousands of years, which is all a crock of shit anyways. You know, a star dies. You know, a star, the biggest energy. We're going to die, like it or not. Science isn't going to save us, people. Okay, Pokemon can say it's a cartoon, shit, whatever. I'm not getting into religion. You know my beliefs. You know? But think about it, you know? Think common sense, reality, you know? Not just someone's opinion is the law. We're a democracy. We can believe what we want. And you forcing us to believe one person's belief, we're free. We have freedom of religion, freedom of speech. You know, and freedom, we want to believe who we are and what we are, you know, de facto. We can believe, you know, the way we're made, natural, the way nature is, you know. This propaganda shit has to stop, in my opinion. We are who we are, and we know it, okay? It's plain to see, you know. And that's my podcast for today. I hope I made some common sense here, people. And I hope I helped someone, if possible, and I hope I did something positive today, you know. Something positive. Peace.